Cheep, cheep, cheep. Hey, boo. Wow.
I know,
it's cheap therapy, y'all. Why did it do that?
Hey, what's your echo?
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Cheap Therapy, a space that we have created to come and talk about things that we should take to therapy, but we're broke. We can't afford it. Like, therapy is a luxury and we can afford it. So this is like our therapy.
Really? The thing with you saying therapy is a luxury.
Yeah, it is.
A lot
is.
Of people say, and I something I actually argue with people about. A lot of people will tell you, oh, it costs you a therapist. I'm like, do you know it's expensive?
Do you know how much it costs? Yeah. It's like, maybe in a different part of the world.
Yeah,
like,
but in Ghana, it's really expensive.
It's really expensive. So,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, the health insurance cover it, but like...
So this is our therapy, guys. And I'm sorry I'm sounding like this. Instead of actually catching feelings, I caught a cold instead. Can you imagine?
I'm also sorry because I am in my feelings. It's not actually a cold. It's that time of the month for people who are going through who have mental health issues. You understand what I mean? So, aww. Don't touch me. Do not touch me. Thank you very much.
My mouth is wide open, guys. I just tried to be affectionate and you heard the don't touch me, right?
This you walked in here and the first thing you told me
was... This is the first and the last time.
Welcome, guys. I'm Kennedy, as always.
And I... Yeah. I'm the ever sultry, ever sexy, ever...
I don't know where you slept today.
Ever enchanting.
I don't know why you're like this today.
I don't know why. I feel like I'm in a good mood and I don't know why I'm in
it's
a good mood.
It's been weeks and I don't really... I'm not like... I mean... It's been weeks and you come here being all like, everything
what?
Is okay.
Wait, so I'm supposed to come in here and be like, what? Wow. I'm in a good mood. I mean, sorry about the way you're feeling, but I feel like I'm in a great space mentally, emotionally.
She couldn't record because she was on a trip.
Not financially though, guys.
But the thing is, you couldn't record because you're on a trip. Now, I sent a message that I can't because I'm in one of these days.
I didn't see the message.
And then you told me you don't see, you see, this is horrible. Then you come here today.
I haven't seen it. I haven't gone on WhatsApp.
It's fine. But guys, I called you dozens. Like,
I don't know why I didn't come through. You know when it rains in Accra, the network.
Right. Again, welcome, guys.
Yeah, welcome, guys. So, let's talk about insecurities.
The thing that you don't have any.
I'm not saying I don't have any. I think mine are like on minor notes. Mm. Like, it's very like minor.
God bless you.
Do you understand?
God bless you.
I usually say I am not one of God's favorite, but I mean, maybe in... the women in your family, they are...
okay.
So, what want to share your insecurities with us? I feel like maybe I should start. What are my insecurities?
What are insecurities, though? What exactly are they?
Guys, hold on. Let me Google it.
She put up a phone. She just put up a phone.
I don't want to share wrong information. So let me just like Google it, so we can do the actual meaning and then we can do it like our way.
No.
So according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, an insecurity is deficient in assurance, beset by fear and anxiety. And it also is not highly stable or well adjusted or not confident or sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I think insecurities will be certain aspects of our life that we feel like we fall short in.
Yeah.
That we feel like we are not adequate in. That will be insecurities. It could be physical. It could be mental, right?
Mm-hmm.
It could be emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that guys, that is like insecurities. I gave you the Merriam-Webster and then I gave you my own take on the Merriam-Webster. So, those are insecurities. What are my insecurities? Hmm.
I don't know. Have any. I'll just go forward and tell you all that. It's fine.
Maybe you might have noticed some of me. You
don't actually. And I'm not even kidding. Like, it's not one of those things where, I don't know, maybe that's why I keep telling you that you are one of the most confident people I've known.
Okay.
Because you, I don't know, maybe it's just a thing that you are able to keep away and not show.
Mm.
But I don't see that. Like, when you are worried and then crying and jumping, about your skin.
Let me take this about my skin.
I'm like, girl, shut the F up. It's like, it's not. Do you know what a bad skin is?
Mine.
No. See, God hates you. These are people that you shame God. Like, God does his best, then you still make him feel like he ain't doing it.
I shame God.
Yeah, you do.
You know how many times I have gone to the hospital because of my skin?
Yeah, but then now you complain. I'm like, I need to slap humanity into you.
Right now, I don't even complain about my skin because you one time. Do. No, I do when it's like getting, when I'm like itchy and, but in the past, right, I wouldn't wear certain things I wear right now. But my mom sat me down and then she was like, I have to speak to you here, guys. She was like, "Se udi when I met you, umbon cry wa cry, umbo brow wa cry."
Let me translate.
It's like,
if you follow your skin back, you will not have a life in
Accra. Like, umbo life. She was like, "Umbo life wa cry."
Umbo life is, you know,
you won't be fashionable.
You not beat life. You not beat life in Accra.
Yeah, do direct translation.
And that's on period. That's on
yeah,
period.
So she told me that, and I was like, okay. Then it gave me a realization. And these days, I mean, some of the things I used to wear in the past to cover up, I don't even think I wear them anymore. Like, in the past, I wouldn't wear spaghetti top. I wouldn't wear a bareback.
Okay.
But these days...
Nah, it's called bareback. Don't say bareback.
It's called what?
Bareback. Where I come from, we say bareback.
Why is it called bareback? It's bareback. Your back is bare.
Yeah, but as a kid, you never said bareback.
No, I didn't. It was,
oh my God,
bareback.
Where were you born? Okay. Guys, I'm not a girl person, but like, I'm
no,
just
you
like...
are a girl person. Because what is a bell back?
Like, we couldn't say that. We kept hearing people say bear, but we couldn't say the bear. So it was like,
it
sounds L. So
like,
we're like,
okay.
Yeah. So bell back.
So, I mean, yeah, sometimes I worry about my skin.
Her phone is ringing, people. She comes to work. Let me finish. She comes to work with her phone. Everybody's phone is on mute. Hers is on. The Behoove City.
One eternity later.
Okay, she's back now. And apparently was
it was a fraud call.
A fraud call.
Me patrol. Me send this camo. Patrol, good afternoon. Patrol free me man, because I free command. Me send this camo be na be go man. So then I go like, patrol my busy and cut later. I was like, oh, sister patrol. I'm like, bro, patrol my busy 2 days later.
But then I'm not one of those who can actually like hang up and get angry. Like, people actually get angry and go like start calling them names.
Oh, okay. I'm
not the kind.
But I will not let it go on.
Yeah, I'll just hang up. Immediately start, I just hang up. I don't have time, like, for that. Like, I'm too busy.
I feel like I was polite. So I said, like, I'm busy. Yeah. Let's talk later.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk later. Who is going to call the later? Them or you?
Whoever is looking for money.
But let's talk about the... obviously, you're talking about your insecurities before your rude call happens. Huh?
Yeah, so it's like... I mean, sometimes I worry about my skin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care about the way it looks right now, like, mm-hmm. as much as I used to care in the past, because it's this life. Not everybody will have perfect skin. But sometimes, like, it breaks out and it's itchy and all of that, and I worry. So I feel like maybe I am a bit insecure in there, because when my skin is breaking out and it's itchy and all of that, I want to stay by myself. So there's that. But aside that, I mean, I love my teeth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, I mean, when it comes to the topic of insecurities, you will know that my big bowl of insecure English. Even English is insecure. Okay. But I think, I don't know. I think everything about me, actually, there's always been that. You know, there's a point where you realize it. So as a kid, it never really occurred to me, because you always have this, you're always made to feel like you're on top of the world, and you're like that B word, and then you're like, okay, I'm that person. Then you get to a point, then just reality slaps you because it starts getting to you, then you start to, you know, crumble.
Yeah.
It was never, how do I was having a conversation, like one of the guys in the street here, mm-hmm. having a conversation one time, I think with one of the episodes, and we were talking about suicide. And then he mentioned that he always want to, he feels like he just want to, because the world is boring, so I just want to die.
Okay.
And at that moment, I was like, you get to say the world is boring, you want to die. I don't have a choice. I have to die. That's the only way I feel like I can find peace. So I don't want to do it, but I just have to. Because if I don't do that, I wouldn't find peace. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So you get to say that, wow. Oh, you've lived a life, or you live in the world, and the world you're living in doesn't look nice to you. I like the world I live in. I love the world. I see everything. I want to do everything. But I want to die just so. Because that is the only choice I have, so I can have peace. So the... everything about me screams insecure. Like, everything about me. Oh, you came in talking about how somebody gave you a comment about the way I sound. My sound has always been something I've been insecure about. I remember in school, I wouldn't read in class because I was bullied so many times with the way I sound. And also, like, I mean, English language has always been, like, you know, because I suck at math, so I have to do all in English. And I would, when you read in class, you have people commenting in the background, like, look at him. You think he's all of that. And then they're all trippy. And it's like, why are you reading like a newscast and all of that? So as a child, it just, people will say that. So at a point, I'll go to school, would never speak English in school. Because I feel like maybe that is what is worrying. That is what's making what is happening. Would never read in class. The teachers, or the English teachers, were always like really, they liked me. So they would come give me the poetry and the things to read on, the, you know, the school. Mm-hmm. I'll do rehearsals and everything. D-Day, I'll run. So I wouldn't come to the ceremony every... So I never was one of those Awade kids. I never would go. I'd rather eat the food at home. My mom would waste time. She'd put in the work and cook the food in the evening. I'll tell her I'm going to go. The next morning, I eat the food in the house. So sometimes she would go to work, so she wouldn't know that, because I'll dress as I'm going and then I wouldn't go. I'll come back. So everything that... I don't know a thing about me that I could say, this is why I find confidence. This is what makes me. This is the one thing that I'm secure about, that I know that, oh, I am that bitch when I'm doing this. I don't know if you get it.
Yeah.
I don't have any of that. So like literally everything about me, the way I walk, the way I eat, the way I drink, the way I sit, the way I speak, the way I even look at things. Because there is, the people make you feel a certain kind of way. I remember in senior high school, people come to, I think my first year, in senior high, I would always eat in the classroom. So I had one guy in the class whom I would send to go get me food, and then you keep the change. And he kept doing that. So one time, a friend who was sitting next to me, I made friends with him, I think, over a book. I think in the chest of a woman, yeah. Mm.
I know, I read the book. I love the book. Okay. That's why I said,
I still have a copy of it.
There's a quote that says, in the chest of a woman, there is not only breast, but something. I love that quote. Yeah.
Let's look at okay. So we bonded on the book. He would go home, read a paragraph, and he come, how? So we were doing the who read more kind of it. So he came to ask me, why are you always in the class? Why are you never really? And I'm like, I don't. And he dragged me there. So we'll go together. Kingsley, by the way, it's called Kingsley. Amazing person. He changed the way that I see guys. He changed the whole idea of like how guys look. I didn't really have a good relationship with boys, mm-hmm. but he changed that.
Yeah.
He made guys human to me.
Okay.
So he would take me there, and it got to a point people would just come sit there, watch me eat, and just make commentary, like the whole canteen. So I couldn't go there anymore.
Wow.
So
sorry to say, but your childhood sucked.
Not just my childhood. Obviously, we will get to the other conversations, but I was the kind who go to school very early in the morning, not because I have classes, so I don't want anybody to see me. So like 5 a.m. I'm in the school. I was the kind who leave school very late, so nobody would see me. So like 6:37, I'll be out of the school. And that is like the life I lived. And for some funny reason, you always find people who love you enough to be there with you through that stupid waiting time. So it's, I don't think I have anything like that. I don't think I have anything that I'll say that this I'm certain I'm secure about. Mm-hmm. Because it's even been a mental fuckery that I cannot even think. When I want to drink water, I still, I'm not sure if that is what I want to do. I don't know if you get it, because you've constantly been made to feel like you are not, you are just, you are nothing. You're sort of like that idea of like constantly being made to feel like you are just, God, my words are not working, guys. Bear with me. But yeah, just, I don't think I have anything that I could actually say that I'm secure about. So you are lucky. So when I say you're lucky, you are lucky. You're worried about skin.
Yeah, in that aspect.
You're worried about
skin. But not like entirely.
You're worried about your period. You have a, see, Maud, you have a cure for your period, which is not like a cure. You know you could take pills. You know you could take this or use a drip or whatever. I don't know what to do.
I am a strong woman. Strong black woman.
I don't know what to do. If I had a button, if I could go to a pharmacy and go take this or drink this or do this, I would do that. But I don't know what to do. So I just have to lie in it and constantly make myself constantly lose. Recently, I decided to do something, like it's been a week now. It's been 2-3 weeks. What I told you about that, I wanted you to go with me to go do it.
And now, you haven't done it.
I have, but now I'm having second thoughts. Although I've paid the money and everything, I just wanted to go. It's just, I can't do anything
You're
anymore.
You're afraid.
Yeah,
so it's actually you being afraid because you don't know what you're walking into. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. Is that it?
The social anxiety bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like you don't know what you don't know how to feel.
Yeah.
Because how will my classmates be? Mm-hmm. How would they see me?
Yeah.
Will it be like the other schools I have been in? So I understand. But you know, sometimes you have to face your fears, right? Because I need you to have a degree.
Why would you blur that? See, we are cutting that shit out. No. What I... Guys, what she said, she didn't mean it.
What? I actually do mean it. It's a need. This is coming from a good place.
You know, my thing was, I thought majority of the classes were going to be online.
Ha! it's not online.
Majority of them are online, but then it's like, we have to meet in person to do some things.
Yeah, like group assignments
and ain't nobody got time for that. I mean,
and like practical.
I'm not saying it like I oh my god, this is the person whom a friend left at a Trotro station and he had to be there for 3 hours and eventually get an Uber to go home. Social anxiety is a big thing.
Yeah, I know, that's why I made you stay at the concert.
Yeah, okay.
Because you know, it's like these are things that will not go away until you make an effort to make them go away.
Yeah, but that is the thing, okay? I think somebody said this to me in a car yesterday that got me really pissed. People who don't live with these issues think, okay, how difficult is it?
Yo, it actually is difficult. It's like, I know.
I am making progress literally every single day.
So,
and I see the progress.
So this year another concert?
No, forget it. But maybe if it's like maybe if it's like National Theatre and we're going to sit down and watch the opera or something, fine. So like, so I do make every day. I see myself sort of like, there are bad days, there are good days, and I try. But like, when people come up and go like, oh, you have to face, yes, the fears are being faced. I'm literally sitting here right now. 4 years ago, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have even walked out of bed to come do this.
Yeah.
So the progress is being progressed.
Yes, like don't push people to achieve 100. It's little steps at a time. And I always tell people, until you're in the shoes or in the position of the person that is feeling whatever it is you're feeling, keep your comments to yourself. You have nothing nice to say.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm a mess. And then my eye.
Oh, you're not a mess. We are all a mess. So one time I was talking to this person and then they were trying to get with me, right? Oh, and then God. I'm like before anything, I have to let you know I'm damaged. Then he looks at me and he goes like, well, we're all damaged in certain ways.
Yeah. That doesn't mean you should.
No, I'm talking about like that was a long time, not a long time, like recent long time, but yeah. So it's like if you say you're a mess, we're all a mess.
Like how many years?
That's not what we're talking about.
Think about it.
We're all a mess. If I could find a
year, I could add it to you know to make me understand the problem better.
We're all a mess in very different ways. So I mean, I understand, right?
Sure. Thank you very much.
That's a lot. To be very honest.
So that's why I got pissed. I mean, so, look, forget about it. It's fine.
Did you get pissed at me?
No, that is why sometimes certain things really like, because it's hard to find people who actually like, even those who think they actually do understand, they don't. Mm. They just are there to be, because it's trending now. It's trendy
to talk about. Yeah, and I'm insecure and I have anxiety.
Yeah.
I feel like right now, seeing you have a certain mental condition is like, it's supposed to make you look cool.
Now,
but depression is not cool.
Having
anxiety is not cool. Like,
I swear.
I have anxiety.
Yeah, you've mentioned it.
Yeah, I have anxiety. So for somebody who doesn't have it to like trying to be cool and say I have anxiety, like
it's so annoying. Like it's so annoying.
Because you,
like I was having this conversation with somebody yesterday about how they make it look like they have no love in their life. Nobody gives a about them, and then their love. And I'm like, I am there. I am with you. I've seen all of it. You have so much love around you. You get the right to tell whoever you want to tell, whatever you want to tell. You're living with people who are open and willing to like grab you and constantly like cater for you.
Yeah.
For some reason, you feel like you need to push yourself away all the time and blame it on the people who are actually trying to be there for you, that they are not there for me. So this idea of like being alone and being...
Yes, like I don't have anybody. I'm a loner. It's like, yes, like I'm a loner and I don't want people to know my business.
You don't know till it happens to you, honey. You don't know what till it happens to you. You don't know when there's something called like... There are times I'll just sleep. I can't wake up. Like there's paralysis. Like,
sleep paralysis.
It's not like that because that's a bit more... in depth and a bit more difficult for those who are going through it.
Uh-huh.
But mentally, like, I feel I can get up and walk, but I can't get up to go to where I want to go to. So let's say I want to come to work.
Yeah.
My body freezes with the thought of coming to work.
Like coming out. I don't think it's like the thought of coming to work. It's coming out.
Yeah.
Out of your room, like being outside.
So if I had like one of those things, I'll just vanish.
Wow. I don't know if I should say I sympathize, but I feel like it's a lot. It's a lot for one person.
I know, and I'm also.
And I wish I could hold your hand, but like after you did the first thing,
I'm an African man, so I deal with it.
Guys, I'm rolling my eyes. You can see, but I'm rolling my eyes.
But yeah, it's a lot. And
but I feel like, I mean, acknowledging is the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Like acknowledging I have these things, but I don't want to have them.
Yeah.
Is the first step. And like you said, like medium little steps, like a little step every day. Yeah. Like I took you to your first concert. That wasn't a step. That was like a huge leap.
I swear to God.
Because like for somebody who has social anxiety, right? Like you have to like maybe take the person to like maybe like a restaurant.
I know.
Then maybe you can do like maybe like a sip and paint.
Okay.
Like those that's like few people.
Oh, the nude ones. I love them.
No, they are not nude. They don't do. I don't know if they do.
Some sip and paints are always nude. Like
not in Ghana. I haven't seen a nude one.
So which one are you taking me to?
I'm giving examples.
Wait, if we're
sometimes they give you a painting and then you have to like replicate.
They paint. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, so I feel like so as I was saying, guys, before I was rudely interrupted because he wants to go to a nude sip and paint.
So,
so I feel like for somebody like that, you have to like get them to socialize little by little.
Mm-hmm.
But making you stay in a concert, that was like a huge. I was so proud.
I was actually drunk. On like
I do the, not know no, who gave you drink. Okay
I don't drink but I was
then
drink,
I would be associate because so, I did not give you alcohol.
I was high on the energy, like I couldn't, I felt myself like just I was moving like how do we call it? Intoxicated. Okay, it felt a bit intoxicated by the and how do they call that then when you're just wobbly and you're not steady,
you're staggering.
Yeah, what she said. Mm-hmm. I felt I was moving like that. It was so weird. I'm like, I haven't heard anything, and there's nobody smoking or drinking. I mean, people drinking, but nobody around me like close. So why is it feeling this way? It was just exciting. And then I came back the next day and somebody saw a video and was like, made the whole experience SHIT.
So sometimes, yeah, so that sometimes I feel like the people around us can also help.
Yeah.
Because you know this person is like that. So when you put them in a setting like that, keep them by you.
Yeah.
And then like help them to break out
yeah.
of those insecurities, like little, but in whichever way you can help.
Yeah.
Because like that song, we all need somebody to lean on.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the title of who sang
need
it.
Somebody.
Yeah. So if you have a friend, a relative, a sister, and you know they have these insecurities, you can help them in every little way. Okay? So because we don't want to stretch this, guys, I feel like we will end it on this note. And then we'll be praying for you.
Also because I have issues and I'm also that time of the month, we need to go quickly.
And I you know I'm here for you, right? Yeah, he doesn't believe it, but I am.
Fine.
I mean, if I was able to like give him his first concert experience, the next one might be. I'll take him to like Dubai something. But so
repeat it. You said what?
I take you to Dubai. I don't want to go
actually,
to Dubai.
I don't like Dubai. I don't know.
I don't like Dubai as
People
well.
People make it look... I have friends who
but
just...
But we won't get into
there.
That. We I mean, won't...
Like,
yeah,
we not
won't
like
get...
we don't like Dubai. Dubai is the place.
It's like,
we
I
love
don't
you.
Know, but it's not on my bucket list, basically.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not on
then.
The place that the
like,
list
rather
of place
go
that I want
to
travel
of, you
to.
You know, London, than go to Dubai. But it's fine.
I would rather go somewhere Africa than go to Dubai. I would go to like Morocco.
Mauritius.
Morocco.
Morocco.
Oh, my God. But yeah, guys.
Photos.
Okay. We won't get into
that
it. That is like...
Personal
that is
stuff.
Like side
yes.
talking. Yeah. So
looking for budget and sponsorship for the trip.
So on this note, we are saying bye.
Bye-bye.
Stay safe.
Be better.
It's raining. Buy umbrellas, buy raincoats.
Are you actually... Do you own a raincoat? I've never seen...
I have an umbrella.
But then people actually own raincoats in Ghana?
Yeah, they do. And rainy weird. Boots and stuff.
That is weird.
This is an Africa Global Radio production.